inform the Grand President that the Grand Guide requests admission.
You will admit that.
You have permission to enter.
Thank you. Grand President, I have been instructed by the past Grand, installing officer to ascertain if the officers of the Grand Igloo for the ensuing term have been elected in conformity with the requirements of the Constitution of the Grand Igloo Mariners of Alaska. Have the reports of the retiring officers been received and approved? If so, are you ready to proceed with the ceremony of installation?
They are qualified to fill the office to which they have separately been elected. You will please inform the installing officer that the Grand Igloo now is prepared for the ceremony of installation and awaits its pleasure.
Installing into their respective chairs the officers-elect of the Grand Igloo, Pioneers of Alaska. You will direct your officers to surrender their chairs to the installing officer.
They have done so.
Grand President, I present to you this button. The emblem of your rank as past Grand President of the Grand Igloo Pioneers of Alaska. It is a recognition of your service and is worn only by one who has attained honorable distinction in our order. I also present to you this past Grand President's card. Additional evidence of your service. I now declare you entitled to all the honors and privileges of a past Grand President Pioneers of Alaska. Please be seated. Shall advance to the center of the floor and take a position to the left of the guide. Grand Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand President-elect.
Let's see these people.
Maybe we better.
Grand President Patrick Lloyd.
I should stop.
I present Grand President-elect Patrick Lloyd for installation.
Brother Pioneer Patrick Lloyd, you have been chosen to fill the highest office in the gift of this Grand Igloo, Pioneers of Alaska. Upon you will depend to a great extent the success of our order during the coming term. Your powers and duties are fully explained in Article 4, Section 1 of the Constitution. You will please be seated. Grand Secretary, you will call the names of the first and second Vice President-elect.
Grand First Vice President-elect Axel Erdman. Grand Second Vice President-elect William Race.
Because of the confidence which its members have in you and their belief in your ability to fill the office of president, should it become necessary for you to do so. Your duties are defined in Article 4, Sections 2 and 3 of the Constitution. You will please be seated. Grand Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand Historian-elect.
Grand Historian-elect Robert Hansen.
Chosen Grand Historian by the Grand Igloo to have charge of and keep the historical records of our Grand Igloo. Your duties are defined in Article of the Constitution. You will please be seated. Secretary, you will please call the name of the Grand Chaplain-elect.
Grand Chaplain-elect Robert Huffman.
Your opportunities for a wholesome and elevating influence will be many. You will please be seated. Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand Secretary-elect.
Grand Secretary-elect Vida Rich.
This is the sake of women's lip.
Thank you.
Lida Rich, Secretary-elect for installation.
Grand Secretary-elect, it will be your duty to record the proceedings of the Grand Igloo and conduct all correspondence of the office. Your duties are defined in Article 4, Section 5 of the Constitution. Please be seated. Secretary, you will call the name of the Grand Treasurer-elect for installation.
Grand Treasurer-elect Robert Dyer.
Officers-elect, you will each raise your right hand, and using your name or I use mine, repeat after me. I
thanks, Lynn.
Do solemnly promise, that I will perform the duties of the office, into which I am about to be installed, until the end of the term for which I have been elected, or until the installation of my successor. I will conform to all the requirements of the Constitution of the Grand Igloo. And will do all in my power to promote the best interest of our order. Pioneers of Alaska. All this I promise to fulfill. Unless prevented by sickness or some avoidable occurrence. To the faithful performance, I pledge my sacred honor.
We will forego the seating arrangement, which is normally takes place at this time, and we'll leave the officers elect seated at where they are at this time. The acting grand chaplain will invoke divine blessing.
Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly beseech thee to bless the work in which we have been engaged. Preserve, O Heavenly Father, this order, Pioneers of Alaska, of which we are members. Aid us in the work to which we are pledged, and give direction and success to our efforts. Bless, we pray thee, the brothers and sisters who have been chosen as officers of this grand igloo. Direct us, O Lord, in all our conduct, with thy most gracious favor, that all our works, begun, continued, and ended in thee, we may glorify thy holy name, and finally, by thy mercy, obtain everlasting life. Amen.
Sergeant-at-Arms, please bring the new Grand President up to the floor. By virtue of the authority vested in me, I declare the office of the officers of the Grand Igloo Pioneers of Alaska duly and legally installed. Patrick Lloyd, Grand President, you are now placed in full charge of the Grand Igloo Pioneers of Alaska, I present to you this gavel, the emblem of your authority. May success and harmony attend your administration. Grand President, the installing officers have performed the duties for which we are present, and we will now retire.
Annual convention of the Grand Igloo, the Pioneers of Alaska, be accepted.
I second that motion.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Question.
All those in favor indicate by the usual sign. Contrary? Passed. I have a suggestion for the Anchorage delegation. That this morning, trying to wake up and have my coffee, I read the Anchorage Time, I believe. And there was a picture of the proposed Pioneer home. And I think that it'd be well if you could straighten out your press. They referred to it, the picture we have here, and the Pioneers could see their home. We have a great interest in this, but it's not really our home. Maybe you can correct me. I have one other announcement. This is for my wife. Irene, I've changed my mind. You're not going to be asked to stand and recite a poem.
Thank you.
actually thought of, but this is a good idea. Some might like it. I have nothing further to offer at this time. Does any member wish to the floor before we close? We have a man with an announcement.
What do you see? Hair.
No.
Who is it? You're here.
Transportation is provided for all Ketchikan pioneers and Juneau pioneers. The time will be amended at the banquet tonight. And what time anyone going to the southeastern Alaska should be, and what place they should be. I'm confused, I'm sorry.
I didn't have a question.
This is what it says. Transportation is provided for all Ketchikan pioneers, Juneau pioneers, and the time will be announced at the banquet tonight, and what time anyone going to the southeastern Alaska should be at, and what place they should gather, and that will be announced at the banquet tonight. Is that understood? Thank you.
Where are we going?
Transportation, there will be buses to fight.
We have another announcement that will not be acted on in this convention. Igloo number one and auxiliary number one invites the Grand Igloo to meet in Nome in 1975. The date to be announced later. E.C. Stroud, President. Any more announcements? Yes.
I'm not a delegate. May I speak?
You may speak.
Following our announcement yesterday on any Sam Peters or anyone who might have walked the Chilkoot Trail, we have in our delegation from Fairbanks, following this women's lib thing, Marge Egan, who walked the Chilkoot this summer and floated down the Yukon. And I want to know if there's a man in this room who's done that. Marge, did you stand up? She wants to meet you, whoever you are.
Enjoying all the
memory that I'll keep forever.
Thank you, Dr. Grand President. Anything I say would be just coincidental. But I do have two or three announcements that I would like to make. Regarding the banquet tickets, they will be available at the door at the school gym tonight. That's number one. Number two, for those of you that didn't have the opportunity or slipped around the people that were collecting the tickets, either at the luncheon, the men's luncheon, or the breakfast this morning, please turn those tickets in so that people can make an accurate count, and the moose and the elk can be paid for what they have due. So please turn in the tickets for the men's luncheon and the breakfast that the moose were so kind to put on. What a breakfast that was.
How about the grand ball?
Well, they'll collect the tickets at the grand ball, but some of the people... The important thing is to turn in the tickets for the breakfast and for the men's luncheon so that we can pay the people that to do the money they have come from. I had some instruction on the bus leaving for Ketchikan tomorrow morning. It must leave the Matanuska Hotel by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. That is, it has to leave by 6 a.m. The reason is that the check-in time at Anchorage Airport is 7:15. So it has to leave. That is, be pulling away from the Matanuska Hotel by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. One sad note that occurred yesterday, and the delegation from Juneau, Ed Krause, suffered, as I understand it, a slight stroke here in the hall yesterday. He was taken to the hospital and examined by the doctors, and the doctors found that, as I understand it, it was a slight stroke, but Ed has gone home, and the latest word is that he is responding well, and all that it takes now is for him to rest, and we all should remember Ed tonight when we say a prayer, if we would please, but he is doing well. As a spokesman for Igloo 31 and Auxiliary Number 11, I would like to express our sincere thanks to the Resolutions Committee, to the Grand President and Grand Officers for being allowed to perform this service that we did here for the 57th Convention of the Pioneers of Alaska. We just couldn't miss having a successful convention with a group such as this, and we eagerly await your return at, when our time comes due. And the credit is all due to the committees and the chairman that did the work, the legwork, the back work. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Harry, and I want to express my personal appreciation for the fine time I've had here during this convention. Any further announcements?
I'd like to...
Brother Ed.
During our last recess, I had the privilege of talking to a couple of our legislators, and they asked that if that resolution that was to be sent to the Commissioner of Public Works and to the Governor also be sent to all our elected representatives, senators and representatives at, in Juneau for the next meeting.
Thank you, Ed. And where's my Ed? By the way, you take care of that for us. Thank you. If there's no further business to come before this grand evening, we will proceed to close. Brother and sister pioneers, we are about to close our convention. Remember our principles of courage, industry, and kindness. Let us go forth to practice them. forget all differences that may have arisen during the meeting, and seek to strengthen the bonds of brotherhood that should unite all mankind. Our chaplain will give the closing prayer.
O thou who art called the gracious Father of all mankind, we ask thee to be with us as we depart again to take up the duties of pioneer life. Aid us ever to gain in mental and moral worth. Fill our hearts with love and charity towards all our fellow men, and help us become nearer like our highest conception of thee. Amen.
I now declare this grand signal closed until our next convention. See you in session.